The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen, the Fog City Psychic. It is June 15th, 2010. June 15th. What happened to like March and April? All right, anyway, it's June 15th, 2010. And each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversations, enlightening guests, and on-air readings. Whether you are someone who's listening live tonight, or if you're listening to an archived version of this show through Blog Talk Radio, or if you're one of the increasingly growing army of iTunes subscribers, thank you for being here. John Dog, the Fog City sidekick, is in the chat room. Pardon me. Golly, I have a lot. Boy, am I allergic. Most of you know I moved from Northern California, where we have allergies, right? It's just different allergies, apparently. And I did pretty well through the spring here, and all of a sudden, my goodness, I'm a walking allergy, so that's why I sound like this. I'll sound like that all night. Sorry, guys. But John Dog, the Fog City sidekick, is in the chat room with a bunch of people. Anna Kay is there. Dirty Dan, hello to you. Aaron Seitz is there. Evangelise is there. We've got guests. Thank you all for being here. Some of them are feeling allergic, too. Yeah, but you don't have to get on the radio and talk like a grown-up now, do you? Thank you for being here tonight. My guest tonight, this is something really special, and I'm excited. We were talking a little bit before the show started, and she was saying the nicest things to me, so I hope you'll like her too. My guest is career intuitive Sue Frederick, and her special gift is helping people align themselves with the work that they're here to do. She's agreed to take a few calls tonight. So if you want to get on the board, this is the time to do it. It's 646-929-2947. I'll say that again in allergy speak. 646-929-2947. Sue is going to want your first name and, ready, the day, month, and year of your birth. That's one of the ways she looks at what your path is in life, is by having the day, month, and year of your birth. So now we've got a bunch of callers on the board. If you are on the line and you would like to speak to Sue, remember to push 1 on your keypad so that I can see your hand go up, and then I'll know that you'd like me to bring you on the air. And I do take the calls in the order that they are received. So I will bring Sue on the line in just a second, but first, it's the shameless plug section. Yay! It's, you know, like 30 seconds of shameless plug, so it'll be pretty painless. My website is www.fogcitypsychic.com. That's the best place to find out more about me and what I'm up to. If you're interested in booking a private reading with me, but you're kind of wondering, who is this wacky gal with all the nasal congestion, and how much does a reading cost, and what should I expect? Go to that website, www.fogcitypsychic.com. All the answers are there. And while you're there, there are several enormous boxes of places where you can, pardon me, sign up for the monthly email newsletter. I do not spam, but I do try to tickle you once a month with some kind of special offer, either a discount on a session with me, discount on classes. The newsletter has information about what's coming up next on the show. You can see a little bit farther ahead through the newsletter than you can through my website or through Blog Talk Radio. You will really be in the know. You'll have it all. So sign up for the email newsletter on my website, if you would, please. I know that you don't want to miss those special discounts. Times are hard, and I'm trying to make it a little bit easier for people if I can. Now, if you have a question for me, if you want to book a reading, if you have a suggestion for a guest, I'm booking guests now for September and beyond. So if you know somebody who'd make a great guest, email me. That email address is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. Now, I do want to just take a minute and say I get a lot of requests for email readings, and I want to let you guys know I do not do email readings. I don't do free ones, and I don't do paid ones either. I thank you for, you guys trust me with your questions, and I really honor that. But because I read from the energy of the human voice, I don't do email readings. I stink at it, honestly, and that's not fair. I don't want to take your money or take your time and not do the best that I can do for you. So if you want a reading from me, please do email me, and then we'll set up an appointment when we can talk on the phone and have a session. And now, have you ever wondered what it is that you're supposed to be doing in your life? Or have you ever felt that maybe you were on the wrong path? Did you ever feel like you ought to be doing something different? Well, my guest tonight is career intuitive Sue Frederick. She is able to combine her intuition and her practical career knowledge to help clients change their careers and find their dream job. Now, she's been featured in the New York Times and about a billion magazines. She's done countless radio and TV interviews. Her special gift is to help you connect with what you were put on earth to do. She works with individuals. She teaches workshops. She has a monthly webinar series that we're going to talk about a little bit later. Her book is called I See Your Dream Job, A Career Intuitive's Guide to Finding the Work You Came Here to Do. And that book, I See Your Dream Job, is available on Amazon.com. You can click right through from the show page if you're there now. Click right through, and you can buy that book by the time I finish my next run-on sentence. You can also buy that book in bookstores everywhere. Now, Sue is also a medium, a numerologist, and a rock climber, among many other things. You can find out more about Sue and her work at www.careerintuitive.org. That's careerintuitive.org. Sue Frederick, welcome to Out of the Fog.
It's a pleasure to be here, Karen.
Thank you so much. We were talking a little bit before the show went live about how the times right now have left a lot of people looking for their right path. And I wondered how you got to this part of your path. What brought you to this place on your spiritual journey?
Well, I was always the strange kid. I grew up in the 50s in New Orleans, and I would have a dream and come to the breakfast table and tell my family about a car accident that I dreamt about that happened on a particular road, and I'd name the street, and I would describe the truck with the green doors and the padlock that we would hit, and they would sort of dismiss it. And then a couple of days later, through a series of events that we weren't even paying attention to, we would find ourselves in the car on that road behind a green door with a padlock, and I would be yelling, "It's my truck, it's my dream, don't hit it." And we would hit up against it, but not crash into it because I was yelling like crazy in the car. And so my family spent, most of my childhood trying to figure out what to do with their strange child, And I spent most of my childhood trying to figure out how to fit in and be like everybody else, because that was my dream. Was I just wanted to be Gidget, and Haley Mills and all the 50s kinds of stars. And I was so different, and I could hear people's thoughts. And one of my strangest gifts was, although I never saw it as that at the time, was I would meet somebody and my mom would introduce me to someone. I would shake their hand and I would see them as a doctor, for example. And later I'd say to my mom, Dr. So-and-so that you introduced me to. And she would turn around and go, "He's not a doctor." And I'd say, oh, but that's, I thought that's what you said he did or something. And I'd find out later that, you know, that was what he wanted to do, but he was now not doing that. And all these weird things happened like that. And so finally in the 70s, I was trained as a traditional career counselor at University of Missouri while I was getting my psychology degree. And I just started realizing, you know, I can use this to help people find their work, but I don't have to talk about intuition or dreams or any of this stuff, and I'll actually be kind of normal. But that didn't last long.
It never lasts long for me either.
It didn't last long. And then my big turning point was a big reinvention point that happened when I was around 29, first Saturn returning, and my husband died from cancer in my arms. And we were mountaineers and rock climbers and thought we could conquer anything. And suddenly, you know, he was, this beautiful young man was dying in my arms. And at the moment of his crossing, I saw his soul leave his body. And it was a very conscious death, very beautiful death on his part. And it really launched me on my spiritual journey, which took me here, you know, 40 years later.
Wow.
So,
and I know that you're making me remember one of the things that I read about you as I was sort of stalking you relentlessly through cyberspace was that you also use your gift as a medium to help bring comfort and clarity to people who are in transition as well.
Yeah, and again, that's not a gift that I ever wanted, and in fact, it caused me a lot of trouble in my life because I have always dreamt of dead people and seen dead people at night and never knew what to do with that. And it actually freaked out most people who ever spent the night in my house until finally I realized it was to help someone, that was coming to me because there was something I could do to help someone. There was someone who needed that message. And today, I'm happy to say I'm married to a wonderful man and have two kids, and this man totally gets me and loves that part of my gift, and it never freaks him out when I wake up screaming, "There's somebody by the bed, who is that?" He goes, "Be quiet, be nice, you invite these spirits here to give you messages, and then you yell at them when they get here." And then I always realize, oh, that's a message for someone. And then the next day when I'm working with clients, that message will always be helpful to them.
Wow. It's a really, isn't it interesting? I'm a little bit like you in the way that I tried to hide my wackiness in behind mm-hmm. various disguises until I finally came to be doing the work that I'm doing now. And it's interesting, there are more and more of us coming out of the woodwork.
Well, Karen, it's very interesting about you because I've looked at your path, and as you know, I also work from the numbers of the date of birth, and that comes from numerology and Pythagoras, and you are on the same path as me. We are both on the 22 path, and that is a master soul path, somebody who came in with big work to do. That's us.
Oh, my gosh. And my big work is to eat untoasted Pop-Tarts, right, and watch reality TV. That's
don't
my work.
You wish. Don't you wish.
Sometimes I do wish.
I thought mine was to marry a rich man and be a well-kept wife. You know, that's what my dream was. I was from the 50s, you know.
Yep.
That never worked.
Well, I know that we have a lot of callers on the line. Before we go to our first call will be from 831. So 831, get ready. You're coming up in just a minute. I wanted to ask you, Sue, about how do you work with clients? I know that on the radio you could just give us a tiny taste of mm-hmm. how you interact with people. How do you work with your clients, both
right.
in terms of a tiny reading like you do here on the show, but also in the longer scope of things?
Well, I do a two-step process. I work from the date of birth because back when my husband died from cancer, I was given a gift of a numerology reading, and that numerologist became a great mentor for me and taught me for 10-plus years how to study the numbers and what they had to offer us. And so I take a person's date of birth, and I look at their path, but then I meditate on it, and I've been meditating for 30 years. And when I meditate, I ask for guidance for this soul, what this soul came here to do. And I spend an hour on the phone during my session talking to them about their journey in this lifetime, their reinvention points, their soul's mission that they came to accomplish, how to line their work up with that mission, and leave the end. By the end of the session, I've gone from here's what you came to do in this lifetime, and then we get down to the baby steps, and these are the baby steps you need to do now to move in that direction.
That's great. That's great, because it's wonderful to know the big thing. You know, your call is to be a great healer of the planet, and you know, but if you don't know how to do it, if you can't,
exactly right.
If you don't know how to put down the Pop-Tarts and take that first step,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's all about the baby steps, you know, and that's something I talk about in my book a lot, I See Your Dream Job. I really outline for people how to look at your own path by looking at your birth date, understanding what that means, meditating on it yourself, getting your own intuitive guidance, and then making your list of baby steps and then giving yourself, you know, saying I'm going to do these in the next 3 months, not just letting it kind of languish. And also knowing where you are in your reinvention cycles is so important. Like, Karen, this year you're under the influence of the number 4, which means it's a hard-working year for you. You know, a lot of foundation work you're doing right now, but it's all good because by next year you've got some change and new opportunity coming in. And when we can see these cycles, you know, we can deal with the fact that we might have a year of hard work because we know it's all going to shift next year and open up and there'll be a lot of new opportunities. And life is all about cycles. And when you know the cycle and you know that it's time to change and the energy is here to help you change, you can do it.
And you have to allow that change. You have to open up and invite that change, allow the change to happen.
Exactly.
Because although I'm a good example of that, it is possible to be dragged kicking and screaming and clawing through time.
the cosmic 2x4.
That's true. I personally find that my spiritual experiences are enhanced when I just kind of let it happen and save the character for something else.
Yeah, but, you know, I must say, I think the universe has divine order at all times and everything is on purpose because I'm an example of someone who kicks and screams her way through her reinvention points, you know, demanding to be able to do it my way, and the universe provides anyway.
Ah, yes. Well, if you are ready, let's go ahead and take a call.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that Sue is going to be reading on career paths, on life paths, on the work that you were brought in here to do. So I'm going to invite only readings about career and life path, your work path, what you're here to do during this incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue's going to ask for your first name, and we'll need your month, day, and year of birth. Don't worry, we won't remember how old you are. We can't do math that fast. So
that's right.
Let's go to area code 831. You are on the air with Sue Frederick and the Fog City Psychic. Hello.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you are very welcome.
My name is Christina, and my birth date is February 20th, 68.
Great.
February 20th, 1968. Is that right?
Yes.
And can you tell me?
I just wanted to thank you for sharing, you know, about yourself. It was I got just such a wonderful feeling listening to you share a little bit about yourself with us, and I just asked my guides, if I'm supposed to get through, let me get through. Whatever she wants to tell me, I want to make sure I follow the program and the format and be very respectful of what questions are allowed. So, whatever.
Well, let me just say, my dear, I love your energy, and if I could get to know you, you'd be my new best friend.
Aww.
I thought I was your new best friend.
Well, you too, but really, Christina, you are on a powerful path. It's a combination of the Pisces one path, and what that means is that you're here to lead us to our own intuition, our own inner power, our spiritual power, our divinity, whatever you want to call it, and that you are going to do this with your own twist, your own voice. So in other words, I don't know what you're doing for a living, but it should not be a corporate mainstream job. And you will always float to the top wherever you go. You'll become a leader, but the world needs you to become a leader in the teachings of divinity and intuition and all of that sort of stuff. But I will also say that you're very good at whatever you do on this one path, and you can sort of decide when you're ready to make the shift. And one more thing in here. Right now, you're in a very reflective year. It's a year of kind of spiritual study and introspection. But next year, you are out in the world doing your work in a very powerful way, making money at it. What are you doing right now for a career?
Well, I haven't worked in 7 years, but what I'm doing is writing about all of the experiences that I never spoke about. I never thought. It started at 4 for me, and then I never really spoke about it. And I actually witnessed something. I actually witnessed a negative attachment manifest through a family member who was making choices that didn't resonate for him. And all those experiences that you thought would have woke me up, because I sort of laugh at myself because I guess I'm stubborn, you would think that that would have done it, a near-death experience at 10 and lots of handfuls of different experiences. But it was my deep, deep love for my family member and then wanting to have my words touch people's souls the way beautiful singers can do that just by singing. And I want to stand up for people. I want to guide my own children. I tell them the more mommy learns and the more clarity I have, we'll figure it out together. And I always ask, look first through divinity's eyes, second through my own.
Well, spoken like true Pisces one path. And by next year, by next year, you are working out in the world making money with your gifts.
I've decided I'm going to write the book, and I've been writing it for the past 3 years, and I've told myself I'm wrapping it up in the next 2 to 3 months, but I'm pushing for 6 weeks, and I just want to speak about what I've been through and not be muzzled or shamed. And then I'm thinking, yes, I want to study Reiki. I want to, I don't know. I just don't want to not do anything anymore.
This is all right for you, and you are needed here. I mean, definitely it's a time of reinvention for many people stepping up to their higher mission, and you're right on path here. You know, it's not okay for you to hide out because you came in on the path of the leader, the visionary, and it is really time to step up to it. So, you know, go read my book because it'll help give you a little more guidance about how to navigate this and bring it to the world. Also, I've published many books. I can give you some guidance about that, too. So visit my website, careerintuitive.org. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you,
Christina. Thank you so much.
Very well.
Would I be able to listen in on your lines? I'm without a computer, and I would just love to be able to listen in.
Yes, you can. What will happen is that I will mute you, and then if you'll push one on your keypad, it'll put your hand down, and then
okay.
I'll remember not to call on you again. If I do, you know, just be polite. You might want to try changing your voice, like disguise your voice, if you put your hand down, I won't bring you on the air again.
Okay. I'm really grateful to both of you, and I think that you're both amazing, and I appreciate the reading, and many, many blessings. I'm hugging you both through the phone.
Thank you.
So happy to be here. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Good night, Christina. Okay, that's the happy calls. I like the happy calls. You had said a little bit about reinvention points.
Yeah.
Can you say what that is?
That is such an important piece of this. You know, Pythagoras back in 580 BC, when he created our number system, he also said, and every number has a meaning or a feeling to it as well as a quantity. And he also said, when you digit your birth date down to a single digit, it gives you the feeling, the energy of what you've come to accomplish in the lifetime. And he said, we have 9-year reinvention cycles. And when we hit a 1 year, we're starting in a new direction. We have all this energy for building something new. And when we're in a 9-year, we're cleaning out the closet. We're getting rid of what we don't need anymore, and we're stepping up to the next level of our work. And if we all could pay attention to those 9 years, we would make our changes so much more gracefully. I work with so many clients who come to me and they're in a 9-year and they say, I don't know what's going on. I used to love my job. Now it's horrible. And I'll say, honey, reinvention is always required. And for you, it's required now.
And again, you could either embrace it or
exactly
get dragged
right. Wow. And, you know, I've tried both, kicking and screaming and embracing it. And you guys, really, embracing is so much more fun.
And you don't leave ugly, you know, like scratch marks on
right.
Like floors. It's what's neater.
Exactly right.
If it's all right, may we take another call?
Absolutely.
This is area code 405, and you are on the air with the Fog City Psychic and career intuitive Sue Frederick. Hello.
Hi, Karen. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hello.
How
can you let
today?
You have your first name and your date of birth, please?
Yes. My first name is Ginger. My birth date is October 27th, 66.
So October 27th, 1966, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And while I'm looking at this, will you tell us what you're doing for a living?
Transitioning.
So, did you have a career where you laid off?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And,
I've had several careers, actually.
Several careers. Well, let me tell you why, beautiful Ginger, you are on the 5 path, and I just want you to understand that is the most charismatic, changeable path. You came in to experience life passionately and fully and embrace change in every area of life that you possibly could. So don't worry. Reinvention is often required in your journey, but you are about to get to a place. Let me look at the cycle that you're in. You've got to kind of get some work done this year. It's just like Karen, you're in kind of a hard working year. And when did you lose your last job?
A year and maybe 4 months ago, February of last year.
Okay.
February 1st.
And what was that career?
It was a part-time job, and I was doing reception work. But before that, I was laid off. I used to build medical supply stores from the ground up.
Okay, so let me just tell you, my dear, you have a healing gift in you, and it's a healing, an unconventional healing gift. So, for example, being drawn to work in the medical field, you were just selling yourself short by saying you're going to go and do sales or something technical. You're really here to study alternative energy healing. And when I say you're here to experience life in a very physical, passionate way, that's even to do with health and bodies and the physical challenges we all face and how to help us move past them. But in your case, you thrive in alternative settings because of your 5 energy. You're a Scorpio 5 path, and you really thrive in the alternative settings, alternative industries like natural health, natural foods. That's all correct for you, okay?
Okay.
And never, when you go into conventional jobs, the reason you get out of them so quickly is that you can't be put in a box. You just
exactly.
are too changeable and expanded for that.
Yeah, I have a huge problem, and it's not that I don't like routine, but it's just I have a real hard issue with corporate, and
right.
I don't understand what it's about.
Well, give it up. They don't need you, and you don't need them.
Well,
and I mean that
said,
in the best way.
Now, you said the holistic, anything like holistic. Is that the reason why I pick up, like, the herbology and things like that real easily?
Well, of course. I mean, Ginger, you're even named after an herb here. That's a little sign from your past lifetime. You know, other lifetimes you've spent being, you know, the shaman and the healer, and this lifetime you're meant to do that kind of work also. And you can start with something like taking an herbal medicine workshop. You can go online and find courses. I'm sure there's millions of books on herbal medicine. And as you study that, you'll move more and more into other alternatives, everything from, you know, Reiki healing, energy work, all of that. It will all unfold for you one step at a time.
Well, it's funny because that's exactly my dream, is to actually have an herbal shop with medicinal marijuana, and I was also thinking acupuncture, but I don't know about that yet. But
well, let me caution you about the acupuncture piece. You need to have freedom, like we were talking about, and adventure, and all of this. And acupuncture, if it's taught correctly, is 2 or 3 years of very intensive schooling. And it doesn't feel like that's exactly what you're ready and willing to do right now. So I would start with the easier, smaller steps, such as herbal medicine, even homeopathy, even energy healing, hands of light, that sort of thing, and see if that gets you, in the right direction. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Ginger.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Be blessed.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Now.
You know what's really cool, and I don't know if it's just because of this show. I wonder if everybody who calls is going to be on kind of a healing path, or on a, we were talking before about that spiritual awakening, how people are really going to be, are really being called now to step up to the plate. I was at a workshop last week, and Carolyn Mace was speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave the most, how do I describe it? It was like a really energizing scolding, kind of, to all of us, in a good way, in a loving way, in a very clear way. Basically what she said was, wake up. Things are changing. The old way doesn't work anymore. You got to move if you're going to get moving. Now is the time. Everybody wake up.
That's right.
And
the vibration on the planet is definitely speeding up. You can feel it everywhere. Unfortunately, if you turn on the news, you can see it everywhere, and we can feel all of these planetary shifts happening. I mean, let's face it, this oil spill, and I am from the Gulf of Mexico. I am from New Orleans, and I cry every time I see those pictures, but I can tell you that it's a shift. It's a moving forward of the planet's mission here for us to evolve our consciousness. We are ready to step up to the plate and make this a different world and raise our consciousness, but we all have to participate.
Right. And part of the work that you're doing is helping people navigate those choppy waters of not knowing what to do, going into the unfamiliar. You're helping give people a little bit of clarity and a little bit of direction as they move forward.
Because, Karen, so many people have bought into the story that we're handed here, which says, hey, you're not going to get to do what you really love or what's meaningful to you for a living. You just have to get a job like everybody else and get your benefits and paychecks. And then on the side, maybe, if you're lucky, you can do something you love on the weekends. And so many people bought into that and created so much unhappiness on the planet and misery. And, that world is crumbling right now. And anyone who has gone to a job for financial security is having a wake-up call. And they are having to reinvent and say, wow, maybe all along I should have been asking, who am I and what am I here to do? Because I'm going to have to get there anyway. I'm not going to be able to hide behind the corporate story anymore.
Wow. Let's go to area code 646. This is a caller who has been saying that she's feeling very stuck and has no idea what to do next, so let's bring her on the air.
Okay.
646, you are on the air with career intuitive Sue Frederick and the Fog City Psychic. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Could we have your first name and your date of birth and your level of stuckness, please?
I'm sorry, and my level of what?
Level of stuckness. Oh, I was making a little radio.
Stuckness. Oh, very high. my name is Diane. It's March 15 of 1978.
Okay. And what are you doing for a living?
Right now I'm an administrative assistant at a hospital, and I'm also a massage therapist.
And I couldn't understand that first thing you said. Could you say it again?
Oh, I'm an administrative assistant at a hospital,
mm-hmm.
and also a massage therapist.
Okay, you are on the Pisces 7 path, and really what that means, and this is to answer Karen's question, you know, when you ask if the people who call in are already here to do important work and they're really calling in just to be reminded, well, the answer is yes, because once again, we have Diane, who's a very evolved soul. She's been here many lifetimes. She's on the Pisces 7 path. And Diane, you are probably more intuitive than me. Your sensitivity is so heightened, and you're really here on a spiritual journey in this lifetime. So you being an administrative assistant, let me scold you about that. That is just it was just what we were talking about, you know, trying to get that security. And the truth is that, you know, that kind of security never happens. When we take a job for security, that money never sticks to our fingers because we're not getting it from our true work. You know, and so here you are with all these intuitive gifts, and I'm just going to use the I word here and just say you have incredible intuitive powers, and you have great spiritual depth inside of you, and whether you become a doctor of divinity or an intuitive healer, you know, you have to get this going. And you said you're a massage therapist, right?
I would just say
that that's a little too earthbound, if you know what I mean. I mean, I'm sure people say to you that, you know, you're the best massage therapist I've ever known, because they don't realize they're getting an intuitive healing while you're working on them.
Yes, I do. You know? Yes.
And the other thing, Diane, is that you've just come out of a major reinvention point in the lifetime. You know, you went through that Saturn returning, you went through the ending of some things. Like, it feels like there was an ending of relationships and a reinvention there. And you're still kind of raw and tender from that. And I just want to give you confidence, like wrapping my arms around you and say, Diane, you could be doing what I do. Believe in yourself. Take some training. Study the intuitive arts. Develop your spirituality. Meditate every day. You have huge gifts inside of you.
Where do I start? Where do I go?
Well, you know, baby steps would include, what city are you in?
New York City.
Oh, well, honey, you can find a class anywhere in New York City on a weekend. You know, there's a great psychic who teaches there many weekends in New York. His name is John Oliver. You can go find his website. And if you can get into one of his workshops or classes in New York City, he is one of the most powerful psychics in the country right now. And he teaches many, many tools for helping people with intuition. That would be a great start for you, okay? If you can find a workshop by Sonia Choquette, for example, she's written books called, you know, like Diary of a Psychic, that sort of thing.
Ask your guides. Sorry.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I even offer a webinar that teaches you to tap into your intuition to help people, and you can read about my webinar on my website, careerintuitive.org. But just start with the baby steps, you know, just take a weekend class, just do the little things so that you can turn the corner and get out of that administrative assistant job and really build your own practice.
Okay. So any other medical field would not work either?
Well, only if it's something like energy healing, like we told the last caller. You know, it's really for you. You can be a spiritual light worker. You know, you can do hands of light movement stuff. You can do intuitive readings with people. You could be a health intuitive, where you read people's energy patterns on their bodies and help diagnose things. You could be a dream healer, like Adam the Dream Healer teaches to be. Many of those paths, although they seem unconventional, are in alignment with your gifts. And the great thing is they will lead you to financial abundance, because that's what you came here to do. And so when you're doing that, you'll attract many clients.
Okay, great.
Wow.
Okay. That was powerful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling the show. I hope that helped. Did it help?
Yes,
Diane.
It helped.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yes,
good. Well, thank you very much for calling the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. We have a weird kind of a lag on
There's
that line.
There's an echo,
Do you hear
an echo?
I do.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that she was asking was about, what do I do next? And you were telling her about baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any kind of, you know, quick tips or handy hints, something that the listeners could be doing right now or tomorrow morning to help them be a little bit more aware of their own intuitive guidance? Because it's those nudges that, that mm-hmm. say, I'm not in the right place, I feel stuck, this isn't right.
Right. And, you know, we all have what I call the pitiful self, and I write about this in my book. It's the lower end of our energy continuum, and it makes us doubt ourselves and doubt that we are here to do something great. And you have to learn to kind of separate that pitiful self. I always give mine a name when I teach workshops. I make everyone name their pitiful self. And mine is Sadie, and Sadie would just like to stay in bed and pull the covers up and cry and watch Out of Africa. And so we all have that pitiful self. But the pitiful self doesn't have to be in charge, and it doesn't have to be making your career choices for you, because we also have the brilliant self, the part of us that remembers that we are souls on a mission here, that we are energy beings, that we are waves of pulsing light, and we came here on purpose, and that's our brilliant self. And when we can tap into that, and I think meditation and prayer are very powerful ways of tapping into that, when we can do that, we start getting that higher intuitive guidance rather than the monkey mind chatter, which is usually fear-based mental chatter, mental garbage. And we've got to learn to quiet that crazy thinking and really tap into our higher self, our divinity. Meditation and prayer work beautifully for that.
Right. And it's at least one of the other things that I do is teach intuitive development and help people begin to learn to quiet their minds. And something that I hear a lot and that I know is true for me too, it can be a little scary to quiet your mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, we think that we are our thoughts, and so we think that if the thoughts go away, we don't exist anymore.
Yes.
But the truth is, when the thoughts quiet down, then we start getting in touch with who we really are, the higher expanded self. And you can even look at this from science, you know, the left brain and the right brain. And in that beautiful book that was written by Jill Bolte Taylor, A Stroke of Insight, she was a neuroscientist teaching and researching at a major university and publishing studies about the brain, and she had a stroke. And she remained conscious and wrote a beautiful book about the transition from left brain to right brain and how we are in this culture completely stuck in the limited view of our left brain, which
yeah.
basically says, it's only real if you can see it and touch it and bump into it. And the right brain that we all have says, no, we are expanded beings. We are part of all consciousness, and we are creating this reality as our illusion to evolve in, our playground. And when we tap into the right brain that we all have, we're in touch with that bigger picture, that higher guidance, that spirituality.
Right. Right. One of the things, we're going to go to a call in just a minute, area code 405, you'll be up next. One of the things that you're making me wonder about, and I know that we're all here for a reason, and I know that we choose before we come in
mm-hmm.
what our mission will be, what our path will be.
Mm-hmm.
Why, then, is it that we get here and have no flaming clue what it is that we're here to do?
So think of it this way. When we're in the other realms, manifestation is instantaneous. We are conscious, aware of consciousness of what we are and that we're all connected and that this is a big evolutionary experiment. We choose to drop into this dense realm here in order to push against the heavy energy and manifest in a deeper, different way, a physical way. But by doing so, we risk losing our memory of our spirit, of our true self. What we're trying to do here on this realm is be here and remember who we are and merge the two realms, the unseen and the seen realms. And instead, most of us, including me, we get down to the physical realm and we walk around going, okay, I just bumped into that chair. That chair is real. Therefore, if I can't bump into it, it's not real. And as Deepak Chopra, my favorite teacher, says, he says, I've come to believe that if you can see it, touch it, bump into it, it is definitely not real. And so when we get to this realm, We have to wake up. And that's why this is such a beautiful divine order system. We come in on a mission. We all have a lofty soul mission that we intend to live up to. We hit the dense realm, and then it's free will. We get to choose when we hit every challenge. All right, am I going to rise above this and accomplish what I came to accomplish, live up to my brilliant self? Or am I going to get lost in my pain, my fear, my doubt, my negativity, and think of all the reasons why I can't move forward? And, you know, we make those choices every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a choice. It is a choice. I'm a big believer in helping people shift their perspectives from coming at everything from a fear-based way of looking at things to try to shift that to a place of looking at that with love.
Exactly.
And one of the only ways to slog through the swamp, to slog through the quicksand that the physical realm can be for us, is you got to be coming at it from a place of love. The fear will drag you down faster than anything else.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And, you know, isn't it funny that, you know, in our culture, there's been so many millions and millions of teachers and poets and writers and psychologists and everyone who have, and even politicians who have said, fear is our only enemy. We hear that over and over and over again. And yet we seem to be so addicted to the fear. And you just almost reach a point of exasperation, you know, looking at humanity, and here we are struggling forward on the tip of a major breakthrough, and fear is the dominant emotion that arises. And, you know, we just have to believe that somehow we are going to get past this addiction to fear and really start living up to the higher beings that we are, that we came here to be. And what I say to my clients is, if you, just you, take the choice in your life to live up to your potential and move past your fear, you are helping thousands of people around you make that same choice as you raise your own vibration.
Wow. Wow. That's wonderful and empowering, honestly. That is an empowering statement. Let's go actually now to area code 803. And 803, you are on the air with Career Intuitive Sue Frederick and Fog City Psychic. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. Thanks for picking me.
And what's
I'm
your
so
name?
Glad I stood on the line. I'm Dirty Dan in the chat. I keep getting kicked out of the room.
Oh, but, well, I know the lines are full and the chat room is hopping. There's a lot going on. Could Sue have your first name and your date of birth, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Corby, and my birthday is December 15th, 1988.
Okay. And can you tell us what you're doing for a living?
I teach preschool right now, but I'm going to school to be a teacher.
Okay, let me just look at this path here. Hold on. Oh, are you teaching, what kind of preschool? I used to be a Montessori teacher.
It's a church. It's a child care development center, so...
And
you name it, like we go on field trips, outside, that kind of thing.
So,
just teaching,
you know,
the basics.
And your gift is really about people and connecting with people here. And, you know, you're on, but here's the challenge for you, Corby. I want you to really understand you're on an 8 path, and I want you to look that up later because I can't spend enough time with you to help you totally understand it. But it means that you've already... In your evolution here on planet Earth, you've evolved spiritually. You've found many wonderful places of consciousness raising in your many lifetimes. But this time you said, I'm going to learn to play the game of money and business and power so that I can step up and be one of the players who helps shift business and raise consciousness in business. And I know you're in education right now, and that's really good. But I also see that you're young in your journey, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying that in a condescending way. It's a really good thing that you're young in your journey because it means you're going to have many chances to get it right here. But I will also say that I think over the next 5 years, or actually I feel that over the next 5 years, you are really beginning to wake up to the fact that you have a great power inside of you. You need to be the boss. You need to be creating. Even if you go into education, you start creating a new system, a new kind of school perhaps, that you go out and turn into a school model example that exists in many different cities. You're going to do it this in a big way. There will be lots of money coming towards you when you embrace this path. And then, Corby, you'll have a huge responsibility of using that money to fund the causes you care about, which could be children. And bringing full circle the money that you attract through your business back into the causes that you care about. And that's really the mission that you came to own up to in this lifetime.
Wow, you know, that is really crazy, because when I was younger, because I'm an artist and I want to teach art, and my vision was to start a school just for artists and kids that, you know, you're so creative but you're nerdy. You know, you don't fit in with anybody else and people think you're crazy, and that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to start a publishing company because I write poetry. I mean, I do a lot of things. That's the whole thing I wanted to teach, why I wanted to teach, because I have so much. And I'm like, I could teach somebody this for a living, because there's so much inside of me that I think would help other people.
Corby, yes. You're going to start a publishing company, and it's going to bring these higher ideas to children and also to educators, helping educators work with children in a more enlightened way. And you have to think really big about this publishing company and this work. The only mistake you can ever make in your journey is thinking too small or giving your power away to someone else.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much, Sue.
So, Corby, get my book so you can understand your path a little more. And don't forget, you're on the 8th path, and it's truly a path of power and money. So don't ever be afraid to dip your toe into that world of commerce and business. You're going to bring your higher ideas into that world, but that world of money and business is where you're going to manifest your mission. Okay?
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Good night, Corby.
Night.
Wow, that's great. And I see that we're out of time. Before we do the last reading, which will be an incredibly fast reading, 561, you are the last reading. We have practically blown up the switchboards tonight. People are saying they can't get in. Wow. So, Sue, you have just lit this place on fire. Before we do the world's fastest reading for area code 561, I want to again just let people know that Sue's website is www.careerintuitive.org. John, if you can throw that in the chat room, that'd be awesome. Her book is I See Your Dream Job. You can get that easily on Amazon.com. It's just a click away. It's in every bookstore everywhere, okay? And a very good resource, an inexpensive book, and a real tool to help you navigate. I know that, Sue, because of the success of your message, Sue, you're booked up for personal clients till, like, I don't know, 2088, right?
Yeah, well, I'm booked up until October right now. It's just kind of crazy. So what I'm telling people is, you know, I wrote the book so that everyone could figure this out for themselves. I'm all about empowering people. I'm not the only person who can see your potential. You can see it. So, you know, read the book, figure out your path, figure out how to tap into your intuition, and start seeing your own journey from a different perspective.
Right. All right, well, let's go to area code 561. This is the last reading of the night. It's the lightning round. 561, you are on the air with Sue Frederick and the Fog City Psychic. Hello.
Hello, this is Lena from Florida.
Hello.
Hi, can you say your name again? I couldn't hear it.
Lena.
Could you say it, Karen? I can't hear her name.
Is it Lena? L-E-N-A?
Lena. Right.
Great. And what's your date of birth, Lena?
3-7-62.
So it's March 7th, 1962?
Right.
Yeah. And what are you currently doing for a living?
I lost my job a few years ago. I was in property management, and I'm going to school at night for nursing.
Well, let me just tell you, you know, nice, you know, property management was not it. You know, there, even though you did that for a while and you felt like that was a secure thing, that really wasn't your work, as you know. And I'm glad you're going into nursing, even though it's kind of a hard struggle right now, because the truth is you're going to be a great healer. And when you start getting around, getting to work with patients and kind of getting out of the stress of nursing school, your gifts of healing people will really be able to shine. And also, Lena, it's going to open up your own intuitive gifts, because you're one of the many callers from tonight that have healing gifts and intuitive gifts. And you called me for a reason, so that I could remind you of that. And you definitely are here to help people heal, but in unusual ways. Again, nursing might be your pathway to getting next to clients, but you're going to bring in Reiki and all sorts of other kinds of healing work in your work with patients.
Because I was thinking of going, switching to physical therapy. Or you think I should stay in nursing?
No, don't do physical therapy. The reason is that it would be so mundane for your energy, for your vibration. It would not give you the chance to really work out of the box the way you're going to be able to do if you go into something. You know, even if you don't finish nursing school, you can go look at some kind of alternative healing program, even, you know, massage or something, as a way to get you going in that direction. But physical therapy is just too kind of structured for you right now.
What about medical assistance?
Well, you know, if that feels good to you, because it feels like you want security, you know, you can pick something like that if it's going to be quicker than nursing. But I want you to be able to have your own patients someday. You know, whether you have an RN behind your name, or you have physician's assistant behind your name, or you have Reiki healer behind your name, you need to be able to work with patients and have your own practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Lena, thank you very much for calling the show.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Wow, that's the last reading for the night. To all of you who called in, I know that I'm hearing from you in the chat room, and people who are private messaging me that they couldn't get on, the lines were full, and everyone wants to know, Sue, when you will be on the show again. So as soon as I said we're at the end of the show, all these little private message boxes popped up saying, when's she coming back? So that's wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I know you're very busy, and it's wonderful to have you on to share your message with the people who are listening to the show. So
well,
thank
Karen,
you, so
you
much
are too. Awesome, and your show is doing a great service of turning on the light in the darkness here. Thank you so much for having me on your wonderful show.
Oh, Sue, that now you made me feel all happy. Thank you. okay, now you can't come back anytime. Good night, Sue. Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was great, guys. Next week on the show, 3 minutes left. Next week on the show, it's going to be another really good one. I've got psychic medium David Baker. Yeah, you've heard him on other shows, and you know that he's really good and he's interesting. He's got an interesting story. He's never been on my show, and so I'm going to be interested to talk to him and connect with him. He'll be talking about his book, which is called The Spirit Garden, A Medium's Journey. 2 weeks from tonight, energy medium Solana visits the program. She's a Blog Talk Radio favorite. I had her on when Annie and I did the Metaphysical Living show this fall. She's always a lot of fun and always loves taking your calls. Would you please add Fog City Psychic to your Blog Talk Radio friends? And if you mark Out of the Fog as a favorite show, you will never miss another thrilling episode. And they are thrilling, aren't they? I mean, you were thrilled, right? If you stop by my website, which is www.fogcitypsychic.com, you can sign up for the newsletter. You can find out more about my work. You can book a private, confidential, in-depth reading with me. I was listening to someone talking with somebody in chat who was saying that they were in Australia. I have clients in Australia and France and in Asia and all over the place, and we make it work. So thanks to the wonder of Skype, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. Now we can connect. If you email me your thoughts on the show, suggestions for interesting guests, anything else that you'd like to share with me, my email address is karen@fogcitypsychic.com. In Allergy Girl language, that's karen@fogcitypsychic.com. Thanks to all of you who are listening and who are your friends on the show. Together we are spreading just a little bit more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.